From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Welcome to a special edition, a roundup of reports on key stories from 1997 across the region. This time of year, we turn to our correspondents for their look at main stories making the news. I'm Debbie Ransom, and welcome to From Our Own Caribbean Correspondent. The Twin Island Republic of Antigua and Barbuda this year witnessed an environmental and political battle of mammoth proportions. Protests, court battles, foreign investors, the Guiana Island Project had it all. Michael Roberts reports from St. John's on how the project has environmental and political implications for the new year.
With the commencement of land clearing activities on Tiny Guiana Island off the northeast coast of Antigua, the state has been set for the intensification of a battle that has raged for most of 1997 and seems sure to continue to dominate the social and political scene here in Antigua and Barbuda well into 1998. At the center of the controversy is a proposed development of an Asian village, a resort catering to what has been described as the affluent and previously untapped Asian tourist market. The Malaysian developer, Dato Tan Hock, recently unveiled his vision of 2,000 rooms and 36 holes of golf with the gushing approval of the Prime Minister Lester Bird. Mr. Bird has repeatedly called for public support for the project, going so far as to initiate an all-out public relations media blitz, plus organizing an island-wide motorcade, usually reserved for heated election campaigning. Mr. Bird continues to cite the expected increase in demand for skilled and unskilled labor in the construction phase, as well as an eventual increase in tourism-related positions at all levels. The Prime Minister, as well as his 88-year-old father, former Prime Minister V.C. Bird Sr., have touted Dato Tan's Asian village as the key to Antigua's and Barbuda's economic prosperity entering the new millennium. Some, however, believe that the only prosperity that will come out of this project is Mr. Tan's fiscal prosperity and Lester Bird's political prosperity. Political commentators are suggesting that Mr. Bird is counting on the successful launch of this project to launch him into his second term of office, a notion that he has vehemently denied. The truth is, however, that if the electorate is employed, with a meal on the table and a few dollars in their pocket, well into 1998 and early 1999, an election constitutionally due by June 1999 would be a one-sided affair. Dato Tan has already been promised a long list of incentives, some say common to all foreign investors, while others complain that the Lester Bird administration has sold out the country. A favorite peeve is the perceived handing over of lands to the investor in a lease that will outlive our grandchildren. The United Progressive Party has consistently revolted at the idea of Dato Tan's Asian village. Perhaps they too feel that the failure of the project would mean the failure of Lester Bird's re-election campaign. The objections that the Baldwin-Spencer-led UPP has raised have, in many cases, though, reflected the views of many in the general public. Many complain that we are already plagued with hotel closings and abundance of empty rooms, and hotel workers constantly in fear of massive layoffs in the off-season. And a question that always pops up in Antigua and Barbuda, will all the jobs really go to Antiguans and Barbudans? Through deliberations in Parliament, the Lester Bird administration and the opposition agreed on a number of amendments to the proposed project. Some of the amendments even being suggested by members of the majority in the House of Representatives. The ensuing unsuccessful court battle led by Mr. Spencer and his UPP to block the start of the project points to the fact that the two sides still don't see eye to eye. Among the most vocal objection raised has been that of the environmental awareness group EAG, which has insisted that protection is needed for the fallow deer and the last remnants of a species of snake found only on Guiana Island. Already, there's indication by the EAG that however unintentional it may be, the mangrove is being severely affected by pre-construction activities. And then there is the question of the Buftons, who have lived on this island acting as wardens for the better part of three decades. The elderly couple were to be relocated and given a cash settlement. However, on the day that the House of Representatives approved compensation totaling some US$500,000, as well as a two-bedroom dwelling on 5 acres of land, Mr. Cyril Taffy Buffton walked into the offices of his lawyers, Clement and Vere Bird Jr., and shot Vere Jr. in the mouth. This single act has thrown the whole affair into even greater turmoil. The fact that a man has been led to violence is a serious indication that this issue is truly rife with tension. Another little criticism has been leveled from overseas as well. It is also being discussed around town exactly how affluent and liquid the Malaysian investor really is after the recent turbulence in the Asian marketplace. The country is now faced with the dilemma of whether or not to believe the Lester Byrd administration's promises of flowing milk and honey, or to believe that the Asian Village Plan is yet another of Lester Byrd's failed grand schemes, which may turn out like many others that haven't been able to leap up off the drawing board in the 3.5 years since he took office. In Antigua and Barbuda, where politics sometimes seems to dominate life rather than merely provide a means for electing public officials, it seems that this continuing political saga will captivate interest and attention, and perhaps reach its climax in 1998.
Michael Roberts. And from trouble on one Twin Island Republic to another, Trinidad and Tobago has witnessed the long-running battle between its Prime Minister, now 2 years in office, and the country's media. The war of words started 2 months after Mr.